我可以说在最近这一段的日子里面，神让我从诗篇里面得着了许多帮助。
In recent days, the Lord has really helped me gain a lot through the Psalms.
可以说把我慢慢的带进到诗篇里面的一些精华，我自己感觉得到了许多。
And he's gradually brought me into the meaning of the Psalms, and I've really gained a lot.
在很多像困难的时候
，In many difficult times.
诗篇里面很多的话也是在激励了我。
There are many words in the Psalms that have really encouraged me.
成为我的力量，能够过每一天的日子。
And they've been my strength to go through every day.
不仅仅是好像混过去啊。
And not only am I just barely making it by.
而是能够好像带着喜乐，带着得胜的心，能够过每一天的日子。
But I've lived joyfully and victoriously through Him.
我实在非常感谢主。
So I'm very thankful to God.
今天还有这个机会来跟弟兄姊妹来交通一下。那么我就选诗篇中的第十九篇。
That I've had this opportunity to share with you again, and so I chose Psalm chapter 19.
我们一起来读一下好吗
？Let's read it together.
就是这整篇我们都稍微一起来看啊。
We'll read all of chapter 19.
第十九篇里面呢，我们大概可以分成三个段落。
We can roughly divide it into three sections.
第一个段落是在第一节到第六节。
The first section is from verses 1 through 6.
第二个段落在第七节到十一节。
The second section is verses 7 through 11.
最后就是从十二到十四节。
And third is verses 12 through 14.
我们先来读第一段，这从第一节读到第六节。
Let's all read verses 1 through 6 together.
不论是中文或者英文，我们一起来读。
Whether in Chinese or English, we'll read it together.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。这日到那日，发出言语。这夜到那夜，传出知识，无言无语，也无声音可听。他的亮带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。神在其间为太阳安设帐幕，太阳如同新郎出洞房，又如勇士欢然直奔。他从天这边出来，直高到天那边，没有一物被隐藏，不得他的热气。在这一段里面呢，我们看见这里讲到好像神所创造的这一切都在说一些事情。
In this passage it talks about the things that God created, they're all saying something.
当我们看看我们周围的环境的时候，
When we look around at our environment,
不论是天上的星星，
Whether it's the stars in the sky,
或者我们周围的花草树木，
Or the flowers and fields and trees,
好像是人在告诉我们说他们都在述说一件事情。
They are all saying something.
这里讲到在述说神的荣耀。
They are declaring the glory of God.
他们在传扬他的手段。
And they're proclaiming the work of his hands.
可是在第二节在第三节你在读的时候。
But then if you read on in verses 2 and 3.
好像有一点矛盾。
There seems to be a contradiction.
好像他们第二节说他们在那边讲话。
In verse 2 it says they're speaking.
到第三节又说没有讲话，没有声音。
In verse 3 it says they have no speech.
你们知道，这个从逻辑上来讲好像不太通顺。
This doesn't seem very logical.
可是我们看的时候我们都了解。
But when we read it, we understand.
诗人的意思在说，这一些被创造的东西虽然不会像我们人这样子讲话。
The poet is saying, even though the creation can't speak like humans can,
但是实际上他们在表达一些事情。
But in reality, they are still expressing something.
到底我们有没有看见他们在表达什么？
Do we have the eyes to see what they are expressing?
我们到底有没有听见他在讲什么？
Have we heard what they are saying?
你有没有真的听见这些星星、这些月亮、这些太阳，他们在述说神的荣耀？
Have you heard that the stars, the skies are speaking of God's glory?
你有没有看见所有被造之物，包括我们这些人，都是在表明神创造的他的手段。
Do you see that all of creation, including humans, are proclaiming the work of his hands?
我想很多时候我们因为活在这个里面，我们都就把它当作很自然的一件事情。
I think since we just live here daily, we just think of it as a common thing.
很多时候我们就这样子活在其中，也没有感觉到有一种感激的感觉，或者是说奇妙的感觉。
So we just live in the midst of creation, and we don't really feel that it is so special.
但是诗人在这里再次提醒我们。
But the poet here reminds us,
这后面有神的荣耀。
That behind all this is the glory of God.
有神奇妙的手段。
And the work of his hands.
有一次我看到一个电视上的一段影集。
I saw a story on TV once.
他在讲说，好像在欧洲那边啊，不知道是不是德国，我忘记了。
Talks about a story either in Europe or specifically in Germany.
那么他们那里有科学家呢，就想办法跟那个猩猩啊，教他们听人的话。
There are some researchers who are working on teaching apes how to understand human words.
他们花了几十年的时间。
They spent tens of years.
我发现其实猩猩还是蛮聪明的。
And they found the ape is very smart.
可能学了一百多句话吧。
And learned about over 100 phrases.
哦，那是相当不容易了。
And this is very difficult.
哦，对不对？但是我们看看一个小孩子生出来。
But you see, when a child is born.
很自然的到一岁多开始，他好像很多话慢慢就学会了。
Naturally, by age one and on, they just pick up different phrases.
你不需要一个科学家在那边教他特别怎么教他讲话。
You don't need a researcher to go teach them how to speak.
他就会了解了。
They just learn.
好，那么呢，还有呢，我觉得神造我们人类为什么能够去理解这些东西？
Why has God created humans to understand these things?
就好比诗人在这里讲的这些话。
Just like the poet's words here.
哦，外面看起来是矛盾的。
It looks like there's a contradiction.
但是在我们读的时候，我们可以了解。
Yet when we read it, we can understand it.
哦，这就说明神给造我们人的时候呢，他说的是造他的形象造的。
This shows us that when God created man, he said he wanted to create us in his likeness.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是他给我们一个能力是能够来认识他，能够来与他沟通的。
He's given us this ability to know him and to communicate with him.
但是很多时候呢，我们并没有去认真的去听。
But oftentimes we're not listening closely.
我们也没有好好仔细的去看。
We're not looking at it detailed.
其实神在借着他所造的这一切呢，间接的在向我们说话。
Yet in all of his creation, he's speaking to us.
啊，是间接的，不是直接的跟我们讲。
He's indirectly speaking to us.
好，那么到了第二段的时候呢，我们再来看。
And let's look on to the second section.
耶和华的律法，我们一起啊，可以。
Let's read together.
耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心。耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心。耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远。耶和华的典章真实，全然公义，都比金子可羡慕，且比极多的金金可羡慕。比蜜甘甜，且比蜂房下地的蜜甘甜。况且你的仆人因此受警戒，守着这些便有大赏。那么第二段里面呢，我们就看见他就诗人就开始讲到神的话。
In the second section, we see that the poet starts talking about God's word.
神的话里面有多方多面啊。
There are many aspects to God's word.
譬如说，在第七节里面是他的讲到他的律法，还有他的法度。
For example, verse 7 says the law of the Lord and the statutes of the Lord.
到了第八节，他说他的这个训词，他的命令。
In verse 8, it talks about the precepts and commands of the Lord.
第九节讲到他的道理，他的典章。
And verse 9 is the fear and the decrees of the Lord.
当我们认识神了以后，
and when, as we come to know God,
我们就开始读神的话。
We start to read His word.
那么在神的话语里面呢，其实神就借着这些直接的向我们说话。
Through His word, He is speaking directly to us.
所以在这个第二段的这个部分可以讲到，可以说是我们看见神在直接的向我们说话。
In the second passage, we see that God is speaking directly to us.
那这些话那更是只有人才能够懂了。
And even more so, in these words, only humans can understand it.
并且我们会发现，虽然都是黑纸白字，
And we see even though it's just black and white words,
只有蒙恩的人才能够真正的进入他字里面的经义。
Only those who've obtained salvation can understand the meaning of these.
要不然的话，我们常常读神的话，有时候只是读到表面上。
Or oftentimes, we often read the words and it's only at a surface level.
在我读到这一段的时候，我最喜欢第十一节那里。
My favorite verse in this passage is verse 11.
他说，守着这些便有大赏。
It says, in keeping them, there is great reward.
哇，实在太好了，神要给我们一个大的赏赐。
This is so marvelous. God is giving us a great reward.
我们在 读圣经的时候不太常看到这些啊。
We don't often see this in God's word.
啊，在这里他讲了一个 great reward.
But here he talks about a great reward.
哇，这多好！
This is so marvelous.
啊，因为神要给我们的赏赐呢，绝对不是一个很普通的。
The reward he's giving us is not just common.
并且他这里讲到是一个大的一个赏赐。
Instead, it says here it is great.
所以我读到这里的时候，我就特别把它这里面再赶快仔细再读一读，到底神要给我们什么样的赏赐。
So when I read that phrase, I reread this whole section because I wanted to see what is this great reward.
有时候我们人的心里很矛盾。
Sometimes our hearts are very conflicted.
我不知道你有没有这个感觉。
I don't know if you have the same feeling.
有时候我们在想，要赏赐，基督徒要求赏赐吗？是不是太自私了一点
Sometimes we may think, if we want to ask for a great reward, maybe that's selfish.
所以我们里面有一个矛盾。
So then we have this conflict.
到底我们想要这个神的赏赐是对的还是错的？
Is it right to want a great reward?
啊，但是我们看看呢，圣经里面神给我们一个例子，就是雅各的例子。
But if we look at the example of Jacob in the Bible,
我们知道这雅各呢，从小他就从生出来他的名字就是抓。
We see that his name means grab.
也就是说他什么都要
Everything he wants、
哦、所以呢当他听到说这个长子的名分的是多好的时候
So when he heard how wonderful a birthright is
他也要
He wanted to grab this、
啊、他就想尽办法要抓
So he found a way to grab it
所以他在一生中间呢特别他年轻的时代他都在抓 要抓一些要得到什么许多的东西
So especially in his younger days he always wanted to attain other things、
哦、当然他当时所想的可能只是地上的一些祝福。
Of course, at that time, he was maybe only seeking the blessings of this world.、
哦、我们读到他在那里、睡在石头上遇见神的时候，梦见神的时候。
How he was sleeping on the stone and he met God.
他醒来的时候非常兴奋。
When he woke up, he was very excited.
但是他就跟神谈条件。
But then he had a discussion with God.、
哦、就是说，你先祝福我的话，我就奉献给你。
He said, if you bless me first, then I will offer myself to you.
哦，你就看到他那个心，他所要抓的，他当时所要求的呢，还只是外面的东西。
So you see, at that time, he was still just seeking outwardly things.
哦，但是呢，神并没有轻看他这样的心。
But God didn't look lightly on this desire.
也就是说，虽然他想要得到什么，得到神的最好的东西的时候，虽然他开始的时候可能他出发点不是很正确。
Even though at first he wasn't too accurate to be seeking the things of the world.
但是神最后要祝福他，为什么呢？神最后把他改变，让他所最后得着的不是地上的东西。
God in the end changed him so that in the end he wasn't obtaining the things of just the world.
最后雅各得着的乃是那存到永远的祝福。
At the end, Jacob obtained the eternal blessing.
我们来想一下他的一生，我们就知道。
If you think of Jacob's life, you'll know.
先是他因为欺骗他哥哥呢，他就不得不逃走。
First, because he cheated his brother, he had to escape.
然后逃到他的叔叔那边去。
And he had to escape to his uncle's house.
就那边做苦工。
He had to work a very difficult, laborious work.
结果被他的叔叔拉班又骗了，多做了两倍的工。
So then his uncle cheated him also, and he had to work double the work.
他也利用他的聪明，又把他骗了很多东西回来，牛羊哈。
And with his smarts, he was able also to cheat and get something back.
好像他得着了很多。
It seems like he obtained a lot of things.
但是我们知道到后来呢，等到他失去他儿子约瑟的时候，
But in the end, when he lost his son,
他是多么的失望。
He was so saddened.
然后呢，他后半生他就进到那个当地就遇见饥荒。
So in the second half of his life, they faced the famine.
在那个饥荒的里面呢，他什么食物都没有了。
During the famine, they had no food.
也就是说，他在地上可以说是一无所有。
So you could say on earth he had nothing.
直到他有一天神让他再见到他的儿子。
Until one day when the Lord allowed Jacob to meet Joseph again.
虽然那时候约瑟在埃及已经是万人之上，一人之下。
Even though Joseph was already so high up in Egypt.
他可以说埃及的财富他要得多少都没有什么问题。
Everything Joseph would want he could have.
但是他都没有要那些。
Yet he didn't ask for those things.
我们就知道到那时候神坐在他里面的时候。
So we know that at that time God worked in him.
他已经看到的是那个属天的存到永远的东西。
So that Jacob could look for the things that are eternal.
地上的那些祝福在他心中已经没有任何的地位。
And the blessings on earth no longer had a place in his heart.
所以我们就看见神呢，他是要给我们赏赐的。
So we see that the Lord does want to give us reward.
所以我们这个要得着这个赏赐的心是神喜悦的。
So God is pleased to have us seeking after reward.
好，但是呢，我们要有一个对正确的一个态度。
But we have to have a right attitude.
当然如果我们还是只追求地上的祝福的时候，
If we're only seeking the blessings of the world,
那么神会让我们看见这些都没有办法维持你。
The Lord will help us to see that none of these will stay.
他会要我们，他要把那个最好的赐给我们。
He wants to give us the best.
也就是那永远的祝福。
And that is an eternal blessing.
那在这一段里面呢，这里讲到这些大赏大的赏赐到底是什么？
So what is the great reward?
那我们知道在这个前面从第七节开始里面他就只有讲到神的话。
We see starting from verse 7 it just talks about God's word.
神的话的各方各面。
And these different aspects of God's word.
到了第十节呢他就说这些话呢都比金子更可羡慕。
In verse 10 it says these words are more precious than gold.
比极多的金金可羡慕。
Than much pure gold.
也就是所有的金子最好的金子加起来都没有办法跟神的话语来比。
All the gold in the world cannot compare to God's word.
这是什么意思呢？
And what does that mean?
也就是说神在告诉我们一件事情，这里有一样东西是比我们所看到世界上所有的财富更宝贵的。
God is telling us that there is something more precious than everything on earth.
这个得着呢必须透过神的话来认识。
To understand this, we have to know God's word.
必须透过神的话来得着。
We have to obtain it through knowing God's word.
在神的话语里面呢他常有这一切丰富。
In God's word, there is all these blessings.
常有神所要给我们的那个赏赐。
And the reward that God wants to give us.
那么只有当我们去开始理解开始欣赏。
Only when we come to appreciate and understand God's word.
我们才会得到那个赏赐。
Can we obtain this great reward?
他说他的话比蜜还甘甜。
It says his words are sweeter than honey.
比蜂房下滴的蜜甘甜。
Than honey from the honeycomb.
我们知道这个蜜是这个世界上最甜的。
Honey is the sweetest thing on earth.
而且是好的一个东西。
And it's a good thing.
我生病了以后很多讲法都说不能吃糖。
After I got sick, a lot of people said, don't eat sugar.
但什么还可以吃呢?
Then what can I eat?
蜂蜜还可以吃。
You still have honey.
蜂蜜还是对人体是健康的。
And it's still good for me.
但是我们知道在这个诗人的形容他是在形容神的话。
In the poet's description, he's trying to describe God's word.
那这个神的话很多时候我们读起来是又干又枯燥。
Oftentimes when we read God's word, it seems dry.
好像他要我做这个要我做那个。
Like, oh, he wants me to do this and that.
好像我们觉得心里会有一种排斥的感觉。
And we feel like it is a difficulty.
但是为什么诗人在这里讲神的话竟然比蜜还甘甜？
But how come the poet describes God's word as being sweeter than honey?
你有没有想过当你在读神的话的时候你真正有没有经历到那个比蜜还甘甜的那种滋味？
When you read the Lord's word, do you feel that it is sweeter than honey?
当你读到神的话的时候你没有觉得他的话比这些金子还要宝贵
Do you feel that his word is more precious than gold?
如果还没有的话我们还需要努力
If you don't feel that way then you have to be more diligent
如果还没有觉得神的话是那么甘甜的话那我们还要在神面前好好的寻求
Then we have to seek before the Lord more earnestly
那就表示说有一些东西神所要给我们的我们还没有真正的摸着
It means that some of the things that the Lord wants to give us we haven't really touched it yet
我们还失去了一些重要的东西。
We're still short of some important things.
这些东西是神所要给我们的
And
最好的奖赏。
These are the great reward that the Lord wants to give us.
真的到有一天当我们在读主的话的时候开始能够欣赏他的时候
One day when we can really enjoy and appreciate him
那时候我们才真正的摸着了神所要给我们的存到永远的祝福。
That's when we've really obtained the eternal blessing the Lord wants to give us.
所以我想当我们信主之后我们都知道我们有了永生。
After we believe in the Lord, we know that we have eternal life.
那么接下来我们基督徒的生命到底是怎么样一回事呢?
But after that, what is our Christian life like?
我们就读经祷告啊这样子聚会啊。
We read the Bible, we pray, we come to church.
哦、不是这些外面的东西。
But it isn't these outward things.
神要给我们的是让我们有一个能力能够欣赏能够得着他。
He wants us to have this ability to appreciate and enjoy him.
所以这个欣赏是非常重要。
This enjoyment, this appreciation is very important.
好，就好像神，我们看着神所造的这一切东西的时候。
Just like all of the creation God created.
今天你看到一朵非常美丽的花。
When you see a very beautiful flower.
你第一个反应是什么？
What is your first reaction?
说，哦，我先来研究一下，看这个花为什么会这个颜色。
Do you first think, oh, let me do some research. Why is this flower this color?
是不是因为有这个，有这种这个化学成分的肥料在土里面？
Is it because of this certain type of soil?
哦，还是因为天气？
Or the weather?
很多时候我们是抱着这种态度来看。
Often we use this type of mentality to look at things.
但是如果我们对所有神所造的东西都用这种态度来看的时候，
But if we use this attitude to look at everything God created,
我们就听不到那个声音了。
We can't hear that sound anymore.
我们就看不见神要告诉我们什么。
And we can't see what God wants to tell us.
同样的，当神在直接用着他的话语来跟我们传递一些信息的时候，
Likewise, when the Lord speaks to us through his word,
如果我们只看到字面的意思，
If we only see the surface level words,
好，那非常可惜。
That is very sad.
因为你还没有得着。
Because we haven't obtained it all.
好，所以在我们基督徒生命的成长的过程里面，
As we grow in our Christian walk,
当我们对神的话慢慢能够欣赏的时候，
And we can slowly come to appreciate God's word,
我们才慢慢的能够进入那个神所给我们的那个丰富里面。
Then can we obtain the abundance that the Lord has for us?
像这里讲的，像诗人他的感受。
Like the poet says here,
哦、你会发现大卫他根本没有觉得神的律法典章是一种约束，一种压抑。
David does not approach God's word like it is a burden or restriction.
不像法利赛人一样。
It's not like the Pharisees.、
哦、天天我必须要怎么样祷告，要必须站几点钟，要做什么事情。
At this time I have to do this or pray that way.
奇怪，你说大卫同样读这些话，为什么他没有这种反应？
Strangely, David read these same words. How come he didn't respond like that?
为什么他对神的话语有，神的话语对他有这么大的吸引力？
How come God's word attracted him so much?
为什么他觉得神的话语这么棒？
How come he felt that the Lord's word is so great?
为什么我不觉得？
How come I don't feel that way?
好，这就表示这中，我们中间在对于神的话语的认识上有一个差异。
It shows that we're lacking in our understanding of God's word.
所以呢，当我们在读神的话语的时候，我们不是光去背它就完了。
So when we're reading God's word, it's not just that we memorize it and we're done.
而是我们需要时间好好的去揣摩，去思想。
But we need time to meditate on his word.
并且呢，也让圣灵在我们里面做工。
And allow the Spirit to work in our lives.
让他把我们带到神话语里面的另外一个境界里面。
So that Spirit brings us into a deeper understanding of God's word.
当我们这样子来读主的话的时候，
If we read the Lord's word in this manner,
圣灵就会让我们尝到他话语的甘甜。
The Spirit helps us taste the sweetness of God's word.
他会 帮我们看见他话语的宝贵。
He will help us see the preciousness of God's word.
这个时候我们的基督徒的生命呢，才开始渐渐地进入成熟的阶段。
And this is how we mature in our relationship with God.
哦，所以我们知道这个地上的东西哈，很多时候我们所寻求要的赏赐，都是那些外面吸引我们的东西。
Oftentimes, the thing that we are seeking on earth are just things that attract us.
哦，因为这些是我们摸得到、看得到的东西。
Because it's something we can touch and see now.
但是很多时候我们就没办法看到那个存到永远的价值。
But then we don't see the value of the things that are eternal.
哦，我们都喜欢眼前那个好像比较实际的感觉。
We like the things that seem right, like it's right before us right now.
哦，因为这东西我们觉得很真实。
Because these things seem very practical and real.
但是呢，神他要带我们进到一个灵的里面。
But God wants to bring us into a spirit life.
可以有一种欣赏力，好，我因为我说不太出一个很确好的字，我只能用欣赏这句话来讲。
I can't find the right word, but I feel the closest is an appreciation.
对神的话有一种欣赏的能力的时候呢，我们才能够进到那个永远的里面。
When we have an ability to appreciate God's word, then we can go into the eternal.
我过去的这个7月4号，每年7月4号的时候，我们西雅图也很热闹的。
Every year during July 4th, it's very busy here.
哦，特别是我们知道晚上要放烟火。
Especially at night, we know there's the fireworks show.
大家都在讲啊，这里有烟火，那里有烟火。
Everyone's saying, oh, there's a show there, there's a show there.
啊，东边啊。Kirkland 那边也有烟火，这边西边 Edmond 也有烟火。
Kirkland has a fireworks show, Edmonds has one.
Downtown 也有烟火。
Downtown Seattle has one.
大家都很期盼来看一看它。
And everyone's eager to watch the fireworks.
那我们知道在 Lake Union 的这个 fireworks 是最有名的。
And we know the Lake Union fireworks are the most popular ones here.
我们知道大家呢，很多人一大早啊，就披家带卷就跑到那个煤气炉公园。
Everyone brings their family to Gasworks Park.
这不太好翻译。煤气炉公园呢，大家都去那边抢位置。
Everyone's trying to get a seat at Gasworks.
啊，我要等，一直等啊，等到晚上十点多才看得到烟火。
And you have to wait and wait until 10 p.m. before the fireworks are shown.
啊，看了人都觉得很值得。
And you see it and you go, oh, that was very worth it.
因为这是很多人呢花了一整年的时间在那边预备的。
Because some people spend a whole year preparing for the fireworks show.
并且呢，每年要花$500,000来放这个烟火。
Every year it costs $500,000 to put on that show.
那么大家去那边一看，烟火一放出来，说哇，好漂亮。
And when the fireworks are shown, everyone goes, "Wow, it's so beautiful."
好，等一下，哎，这里出来一个今年一个新的花样。
Oh, this year there's a new design.
哦，一个好像是一个笑的脸，一个 happy face.
There was a smiley face this year.
哦，等一下，那里又出来一个什么东西是过去没有的。
And then there's something else that wasn't shown in the past.
那大家说哇，鼓掌啊，
says, wow,
高兴。
And applauds.
多高兴。
And they're so happy.
我们就看到那些都觉得非常啊，非常棒。
And we see that we think, wow, this is so wonderful.
每次大概一结束的时候都觉得说怎么这么短啊。
And when it ends, you think, wow, that was so short.
你多希望它能够再多放一点。
And you wish they could show more fireworks.
好。大家都很兴奋嘛。
Because everyone's very excited.
可是这个兴奋好像20分钟就过去了。
But this excitement only lasts for 20 minutes.
你说再花20分，再过20分钟还要再花500,000呢。
If you want 20 more minutes, it costs another $500,000.
是啊，没有人花得起这个钱。
And no one has that money now.
啊，但是不管怎么样，当你看到那个灿烂的那个火花爆发出来的时候
，When you see the fireworks,
总是很兴奋的。
It's still very exciting.
那就好像我们的人生一样。
It's just like our human life.
我们如果追求的是地上的成就
，If we're seeking the accomplishments on earth,
有时候也是这样子，有时候会冒出一个火花来。
Sometimes it's like that. You'll see a big explosion.
啊，有人在地上非常有成就。
And someone who's very accomplished.
每个人看到他都说哇，不得了。
Everyone sees them and says, "Wow, that's so amazing."
好，碰到一个大人物。
If you meet a dignitary.
哦、我们这个西雅图也蛮多的、哦。
We have a lot of famous people in Seattle also.
世界有名的人物。
Some famous people across the world live in Seattle.
这个 Bill Gates.
Like Bill Gates.、
哦、你如果能够碰到他，你就觉得是哇。
If you meet him, you think wow.
就好像那个烟火放出来，哇。
It's like fireworks.
每个人看到都会觉得说，好像觉得有一点沾光的那种感觉。
And for anyone who meets Bill Gates, I think, wow, I've met Bill Gates.
啊、哦，所以你就看见，但是呢，我们知道神就让我们看见啊，当我们看见这些烟火的时候呢，它好像一闪就过去了。
But God helps us see, like the fireworks. After it explodes, it's just gone.
我们的一生也是这样子。
And our life is like that.
啊、哦，也是就这样子一闪就过去了。
And in a moment, it's over.
虽然整个烟火可能是二十分钟
，Maybe the fireworks show is 20 minutes。
但是每一个那个爆炸就几秒钟就没了。
But each firework is only a few seconds。
虽然每一个人都在那边惊叹
，Although everyone is watching。
但是很快的就没有了。
But very quickly it's over。
所以如果我们所追求的赏赐只是地上的一些东西的话
，If what we seek after is only the things of the earth。
有一天你就会发现，这么快就过去了。
One day you'll find it's all over。
好像你什么也带不走。
And you have nothing to take with you.
真的就是这样子。
And it's really like that.
好，当我们真正的面对我们人生一个真实的一个情形的时候
，When you face reality as a human,
我们就发现我们地上所得着的一切都是短暂的。
You see that everything that we obtain on earth is short-lived.
最多不过像那个美丽的一个烟火。
At most, it's like a beautiful firework.
大部分人都是默默无闻。
But most people, are just making it by.
对，那么，有少数能够像烟火一样冒出来，让大家觉得惊叹。
Very few can be like a firework.
可是即使那样子呢， 在跟神的永远比起来都不算什么。
Even those that are like that, it's still compared to God's eternal, compared to God, it is still nothing.
好，在这里讲到，所以我在读到这个讲到这个大的赏赐的时候
，So when I read that there's a great reward,
真的是神所要给我们的，不是我们所想象中的那些很普通的东西。
What God wants to give us is not what we can think of. That's just common things.
并且呢，在读神的话语的时候呢，他这里有讲到很多的这个好处。
When we read God's word, it tells us here there are many good things.
第七节讲到他能够苏醒人心。
In verse 7, it says it refreshes the soul.
能够使人有智慧。
Making wise the simple.
愚笨的人能够有智慧
so that the simple can be wise.
其实我们都是 很愚蠢的人
We are all simple.
但是呢神让我们 有智慧
But God grants us wisdom.
第八节他说能够快活人的心
Verse 8, giving joy to the heart.
能够明亮人的眼目
And giving light to the eyes.
还有许许多多的好处
And there are many other good things.
这些是我们在地上就可以经历的
And these are things we can experience on earth.
但是呢他也是能够带我们跟着我们带到永远里面
and things that we can take into eternity
因为所有我们在神的里面所得着的呢是在灵里面得着
everything that we obtain in the Lord it's obtained in our spirit
那么我们知道这个灵是能够存到永远
and that spirit is eternal
好但愿我们真的能够在神的这个祝福里面丰丰富富的得着
in the Lord's blessings may we truly abundantly receive
那么在第三段呢我们再来看啊我们一起来读第十二节到十四节
Let's read verses 12 through 14 together.
谁能知道自己的错失呢？愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错，求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪，不容这罪辖制我，我便完全免犯大罪。耶和华我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语、心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。在这一段我们看见好像是大卫他从心里面一个祷告
In this passage we see it's like David's praying
他看见神话语的宝贵
David sees the preciousness of God's word
他看见神话语的甘甜
And he sees the sweetness of God's word
但是他也知道他自己
But he also knows himself
他不是一个完全的人
He is not a complete person
我们知道大卫是相当的谦卑的一个人在神面前
We know that David was humble before the Lord
所以他知道好像他看起来可能外面看起来没有什么罪
So he knows that although outwardly it looks like he's not too sinful
但是他知道他的罪性在里面所以他知道会有一些隐而未现的罪
He knows that he has a sinful nature so he knows that
在当时他还不知道的罪
At that time he may not have even known
是一个隐藏的东西
But it's something that's hidden
所以他为了这件事情呢他心里也觉得不安
So for this he was not peaceful
好所以他跟神有个祷告
So he had a prayer to God
求主来保守他
He said to keep him.
不要让罪来辖制他。
And forgive his hidden faults.
在第十三节那里面哈，那么呢就不会犯大罪。
In verse 13 says so that he'll be innocent of great transgression.
而且呢不要让罪来控制他。
So that the sin would not rule over him.
这一点是非常重要，也是非常好的一个认识。
This is a very good acknowledgement that David made.
我想这样子一个祷告在神面前是非常重要，也是会蒙神喜悦。
This is a very important and pleasing to God prayer.
所以当我们在追求主的过程中
So as we're seeking the Lord,
可能有一段时间我们很火热。
Maybe there's a time that we are very passionate and following after the Lord.
我们真的觉得主是这么的好
And we truly feel God is so great.
我们也感觉自己蛮属灵的
And we feel that we are also pretty spiritual.
主实在是保守我们带领我们
And the Lord really watches and keeps us.
但是我们需要非常的小心
But we have to be very careful.
因为我们这个人这个堕落的罪的天性是非常厉害的
Because our sinful nature is very strong.
你一不注意的一放松的时候呢它就出来会辖制我们
If you aren't watchful it'll ensnare us.
对这让我们在不知不觉中就犯错
And when we don't realize, we will sin.
因此呢在这里这个大卫的一个祷告不仅是对他的一个提醒对我们今天也来讲也是一个好的提醒
David's prayer is a reminder for himself and also for us.
有的时候可能有一阵子我们服侍得很好
Sometimes maybe we're serving very well.
我们为主做了很多。
Or we're doing a lot for God.
我们在主面前个人的追求啊，祷告啊，都很好。
Or we're seeking and walking well in our spiritual life.
可是你要小心，有时候这个时候呢，我们里面可能就有一种骄傲出来。
But sometimes during that time, we may have some pride.
就是在我们不知不觉的时候。
And it's when we don't realize.
那么还有一种情形就是说呢，可能过了一阵子。
Another scenario is maybe after some time.
我们就放松了。
You start relaxing a little.
好，我们觉得说，我们基督徒生活这样子就好了。
We feel, oh, my spiritual walk is already good.
这是我们要非常小心。
This is also when we must be careful.
特别是当我们在地上开始有成就的时候。
Especially when we start having success in the world.
当你觉得神实在祝福你，在各样的生活上你都衣食无缺。
When you feel that the Lord's really blessed you and you have everything you need in the world.
你在地上也有很好的成就。
You've succeeded.
这个其实是非常危险的一个时候。
This is a very dangerous time.
我们看见在大卫的身上呢，他就遇见这样子的一个试探。
We see that David faced this problem.
我们都知道，当我们想到大卫的一生的时候
，When we think of David's whole life,
我们总是有一件事情让我们觉得多可惜啊。
There's always one thing that we think this is so sad.
他怎么会犯这样的罪
？Why did he commit the sin?
我们都知道他跟那个别示巴，八示巴的这个事情。
We know about the situation with Bathsheba.
他不仅犯了十戒，这个抢夺别人的妻子。
Not only did he take someone else's wife.
并且呢，还是犯了杀人的罪。
He even murdered.
我们知道这是非常严重的一个罪。
And we know that this is a very serious sin.
有时候我们在想大卫的一生的时候。
And when we think upon David's life.
看看他写的诗篇。
You look at the psalms that he wrote.
我不知道你们有没有这样子一个问号在里面。
Do you have this question in your mind?
一个人像大卫这么爱主
Someone like David who loves the Lord so much
这么样的追求
And who seek after the Lord
他怎么会犯这样的一个罪
How could he commit this sin?
我相信当大卫晚年他回想他一生的时候
I believe when David when he was older and looked back on his life
他也觉得真是叹息
He probably also felt the same This was so horrible
因为他是在犯下一个可怕的一个罪
Because he committed a very horrible sin
那我们就要回头来看一看
So then we have to look back.
为什么像他这样子一个爱主的一个人也会 遇见这样子一个试探然后胜不过
Why would someone like David who loves the Lord fall into this temptation?
这个对我们每一个基督徒来讲都是非常好的一个警戒
This is a good reminder for us, warning for us.
所以神把这些事情都记载下来
So the Lord wrote down all these things.
当我们读到这些事情的时候呢希望我们在从中能够学到不要再犯同样的错误。
So when we read it, we hope that we won't repeat the same mistake as David.
所以我们在想大卫这么样一个爱主敬虔的人。
For someone who loves the Lord so much like David.
他到底为什么会犯这样一个可怕的罪
?Why did he make this sin?
我们在想到圣经中的记载的时候。
So when you think about the stories in the Bible.
我们就看见大卫当他在逃难当他在患难在那边扫罗在追杀他的时候
When David was escaping Saul
那么呢他非常依靠神
He relied on the Lord
他需要神
的帮助 He needed God He needed God's help
然后呢等到他在征战中的时候
And when he was in battle
他需要神
He needed God
他一直到神面前祷告祈求在每一件事上
He kept praying to God for everything
这些都是非常好的
And these are very good things
我们看见圣经里有很多其他的王不爱神的他根本连求神都不求的
There were other kings in the Bible who didn't even love God and didn't ask for God's help even during war
那么但是呢当大卫在这些困难中的时候呢他好像被逼到主的面前来寻求神
In David's difficulties he had to go before the Lord and seek God
那我们知道当他做了王以后他也并没有骄傲
And when he became king, he wasn't too prideful.
他把一切的荣耀都归给神
He gave all glory to God
可以说我们知道他这个光景是非常的好
We can say his condition was very good
但是当我们看到撒母耳记下第十一章那里的时候
But when you see 2 Samuel chapter 11
那也就记载大卫那个时候呢他不再出去征战了
It shows that David was no longer going out to war
因为底下他有很多勇士
Because there were other soldiers under him
都是大能的勇士
And they were all warriors They were great warriors
所以他们出去打 就可以赢他都不需要出去了
So he didn't have to go out to battle anymore
并且呢他在那里享受做王的一切的丰富跟荣耀
And he enjoyed in the pleasures of being a king
所以呢在那里发生的一件事情不是他一时的疏忽
So there's something that occurred there.
他不是就是那一刻钟他错了。
It's not something that just happened immediately as a mistake.
而是当他在地上的成就达到最高峰的时候。
But as he succeeded greatly on earth.
但是他在灵里面开始放松。
His spirit was no longer watchful.
好，他不再像以前那么样子的来到神面前战战兢兢的。
He wasn't like in the previous years where he had to be watchful before the Lord.
他开始放松了。
He started to let go.
所以呢，我们知道这时候这个我们的罪性里面，还有撒旦就利用这个呢，就给我们一个机会，一个试探。
So Satan used this opportunity.
就来试探他。
To test him.
好，但是我们知道在这个里面他失败了。
And here he failed.
那这个失败的原因，我们刚刚讲到，因为他在灵里面开始松懈下来。
He was no longer watchful in his spirit.
那过去呢，在需要。生活中需要的时候他一直在那边紧紧地跟随主
In the past in his life he was following very closely after the Lord
他也经历主的真实
And he experienced the reality of God
好那么呢但是呢最可怕的是什么当他都得到地上所有的祝福的时候
But the most dangerous thing is after he obtained everything on earth
在灵里面放松
His spirit was no longer watchful
这时候仇敌随时会趁机而入
And the Satan used this opportunity to tempt him
我们知道我们这个人活着的时候神告诉我们我们必须要靠着灵来掌管我们的魂跟我们的身体
The Lord says we ought to use our spirit to guide our soul and body life
所以当我们的灵里面刚强的时候呢我们这个人就不会犯错
So when our spirit is strong we will not do wrong
因为你的灵呢在掌管你的魂掌管你的肉体
Because your spirit is the one leading your soul and body
可是当我们这个灵软弱下来的时候
But when our spirit is weak
当我们在那里失去一个警醒的心的时候
And we lose that watchfulness
很多时候这个肉体它就来掌管了我们的生活
The flesh then rises and guides our decisions
我们在这个大卫的身上就看见
So we see that in David's life
当他肉体的欲望起来的时候
When his fleshly desires
这时候他不再能够控制他
He can no longer control it
反而是他的情欲控制了他这整个人
Instead his desires controlled his whole being
因此他就犯下了这个极大的错
So that he committed this great sin
好所以我们基督徒一定要非常小心
So as Christians we must be very careful
不能说我过去怎么怎么爱主，我以后也一定就这样子，不一定的啊。
We can't rely on the past and say, "Oh, I was spiritual."
啊，这是非常危险的一项事情。
This is a very dangerous thing.
因为圣经告诉我们，这个肉体必须在我们灵的掌控底下。
The Bible tells us that our flesh must be controlled under our spirit.
什么时候我们让它任意而行的时候呢？我们就会犯错。
If we let the flesh rise up, we will sin.
不仅仅是在这个情欲的方面
And not only with these fleshly desires
就是很简单的就是说我们吃东西上也是这样子
Even something as simple as eating
我记得我刚来美国的时候
When I first came to America
是西雅图开始有一些这个随你吃的那种叫做 buffet 啊
There were buffets in Seattle
就是
all you can eat buffets
哇那简直是哇虽然好像贵了一点
See maybe a little more expensive
但是你看那边这些东西可以随便你吃
But you see I can eat all I want
你知道这个试探已经有非常大的
This is a great temptation
哇你就想我要怎么样吃到一个程度呢把那个要吃到值得那个价钱
You think I want to maximize the money I'm spending so I want to eat as much
as I can 我不知道你们去这种 All you can eat buffet 是不是带着这种心情去的
Do you use that same mentality when you go to buffets
这种心情是我想一定有
Probably
那么呢你去那边就在想我要吃什么然后值回票价
So you think, what am I going to eat so that it's worth my money?
你很快我们就掉到那个试探引诱里面去了。
And very quickly we fall into our fleshly desires.
这好像看起来不是一个很大的罪。
It looks like it's not a very big sin.
但是我们知道你其实我们在这个时候就落在肉体的那个控制底下。
But we know that at that time we are under the control of our flesh.
我们就只想到要怎么样吃。把那个钱赚回来。
All we think about is how much we should eat so that we get our money's worth.
所以我们整个这个灵啊，就是对这个人就失去控制了。
So the spirit is no longer in control.
其实啊，很多很多的今天这个时代这个疾病啊，都凡是我所知道消化道的疾病都几乎都跟我们吃有关系。
Actually, a lot of the problems and diseases we have nowadays have to do with what we're eating.
就好像我这个胃癌。
Just like my stomach cancer.
很多研究都跟我们吃有关系。
A lot of research says it has to do with what I'm eating.
为什么东南亚的人这个胃癌特别多？
How come people in Asia especially have a lot of stomach cancer?
欧美的人就少。
but not the people in Europe.
哦，这里面都有原因，就是跟我们吃有关系。
It has to do with the food we eat.
所以呢，我们不要小看这个吃这件事情。
So don't look lightly on your food intake.
这个是我们肉体的一部分。
This is a portion of our fleshly life.
神感谢神，神还让我们常常可以去吃这个随你吃的啊。
Thankfully, the Lord does give us opportunities to go to buffets.
我希望你下次去的时候，你要把它看作是一个考验。
So next time when you go to a buffet, think of it as a test.
真的是，这是不容易的一个功课。
It's a very difficult lesson.
但是呢，如果我们能够学会不让我们的肉体的情欲、食欲啊，在这个情况是一个食欲来控制我们这个人的话。
But if you learn not to let your flesh control your life.
那么真正去吃健康、卫生的东西。
And to truly eat just healthy things.
那么对你是一个祝福。
It's a good thing for yourself.
啊，因为你如果长期这样子，在这个事上没有控制的话呢，将来对我们的身体是非常不好的事情。
If you lose control, long term, it is bad for your health.
啊，当然这个后果啊，可能还不至于伤害到别人，但是伤害到你自己。
The end result may not impact other people, but you'll harm yourself.
但是不管怎么样，我们就看见这个大卫的失败呢，是发生在他人生最得意，就是功成名就的时候。
So we see that David failed when he was most successful on earth.
在这段时间，他放松了。
And he was no longer watchful.
他不再天天来依靠神，来亲近神。
He no longer was daily relying on the Lord.
所以仇敌就有机会，好。
So Satan had this opportunity.
叫神的一个见证受到极大的一个亏损。
So that the Lord's testimony would be hurt.
好，感谢主，大卫还是一个柔软的人。
Thank the Lord, David is still a weak person.
虽然他已经是相当刚硬，还去杀了人啊。
Even though he seems very strong, even killed someone.
但是当神派先知来指责他的时候。
But when the Lord sent the prophet to rebuke him,
他整个人服下来。
He was humbled.
因为他过去有过这样的经历，他有在神面前有这样的经历。
Because he had this experience in the past with the Lord.
他经历神的伟大，他知道神是不可这样子随意的侵犯的。
He experienced the Lord in the past, so he knew that God would accept him.
所以他能够很快的就俯伏在神面前就悔改。
So he could quickly repent before the Lord.
并且接受了接下来神给他的一些可以说是一个苦难。
And accept the difficulties that the Lord gave him after that.
也是相当大的一个苦难。
Some big trials.
但是呢，他都是在神面前安静地接受他。
But David accepted it quietly.
因为他知道这是他自己造成的一个后果。
Because he knows it was the result of his own doing.
所以我们知道，虽然我们在我们基督徒的一生中，有的时候我们会蛮好蛮追求的。
So we know that sometimes we seek earnestly after the Lord.
但是我们要非常小心，不要放松。
But we still have to be careful not to lose our watchfulness.
因为我们常常所以圣经告诉我们要常常跟弟兄姐妹一起聚会。
So it tells us in the Bible we should meet with our brothers and sisters.
因为我们要靠自己都是很危险的。
Because to rely on ourselves is very difficult.
那么更重要的是在这里呢，我们今天有圣灵住在我们里面。
More importantly, we now have the Holy Spirit living in us.
我们常常保持主的同在的时候呢，他的话在及时可以出来提醒我们。
So we have the Lord's presence with us, and His words can remind us.
叫我们不会好像走到错误的路上去。
So that we won't walk in the wrong path.
那么这个很多时候需要我们常常到主面前，也需要弟兄姊妹彼此的提醒和激励。
And we need our encouragement and reminders from brothers and sisters.
所以呢，我在看到这个第十九篇的时候。
So when I read chapter 19.
我必须承认我对神的话语的体会和认识还是很浅。
I have to admit that my understanding of the Lord's word is very shallow still.
就是说当我得着一点的时候，我觉得神的话还有更多。
As I've obtained a little bit, I feel like there's so much more.
是我还没有得着的。
That I still haven't obtained.
好，在这个第十九篇里面。
In chapter 19.
我是得着了一些。
I've obtained some.
但是呢，我知道还有更深、更多的。
But I know there's more. There's more deeper meaning to it.
它是比金子还要宝贵的。
Because it's more precious than gold.
比蜜还要甜的。
And sweeter than honey.
我们今天好像只是浅浅的尝到了一点。
We've only barely tasted a little bit today.
但是呢，我希望神的话能够带我更深入。
But I hope the Lord's word would bring me deeper.
也希望神的话带领我们众弟兄姐妹都能够进入他话语的宝贵里面。
Bring us each into the preciousness of His word.
不是说只是听到一些道理而已。
Not just to hear some doctrines.
当我们真正的开始能够欣赏喜欢神的话的时候
When we can truly appreciate and enjoy God's word
神的话神的心才能够满意
His heart is pleased
因为我们才开始真正进入与他的交通里
Because then we are fellowshipping with him
当我们开始进入与神的交通的里面的时候呢他就他当初造我们的这个心意他就得到一个满足
And as we as we fellowship with him we fulfill the purpose of our creation
所以大卫被称作合神心意的人
So David was said to have pleased God
因为他你看他所写的诗实在是他有一个渴慕向着神
Because when you see the psalms that he wrote he had a desire for the Lord
在他这个漫长的一生中里面虽然他有犯过的一个很可怕的错
In his whole life even though he committed a great sin
但是他很快的再回到神的面前。
He very quickly returned to the Lord.
在我们的一生，我们也不能保证我们不会犯错。
In our lives, we can't promise that we won't sin.
事实上，我们常常在犯错。
And practically, we are often sinning.
但是呢，神给我们的救恩是一个保证。
But the Lord's grace is a promise.
像大卫在这里一个祷告。
Like David's prayer here.
我们需要神的保守。
We need the Lord's help.
需要他来 保护我们
to protect us
让我们在在我们一生的道路当中
so that in our life
我们能够和弟兄姊妹彼此激励
we can be encouraged with brothers and sisters
当我们的一生经历神了以后
as we experience the Lord
我们可以真的感谢神他是何等的真实
we can truly thank our Lord that he is so true
好我们感谢主让我们在早晨有点时间来看他的话
We thank the Lord for the time to look at his words this morning
好我们一起祷告
Let's have a word of prayer
主耶稣我们感谢赞美你
Lord we thank you and praise you
早晨我们一同来到你的面前在你的话语里面
This morning as we come before you and see your words
请你光照我们
May you enlighten us
请你带领我们
May you lead us
来经历你话语的实际
To experience the reality of your words
真的是成为我们的帮助
And may it be our help
也让我们能够真的开始欣赏你所为我们所成就的一切
May we learn to appreciate what you've accomplished for us
在我们每天的生活里经历你丰富的恩典
So that in our daily life may we experience your grace
在这里我们同众弟兄姐妹一同把赞美敬拜归给你
With brothers and sisters we give you all praise and worship
为着你为我们做成的奇妙的救恩我们感谢你
For the grace you've accomplished for us we thank you
感谢主奉主耶稣基督的名
We pray this in the Lord's name
Amen, Amen.